The Gemara discussed in detail the dimensions of the Aron and the dimensions of the Luchas. As it relates to the dimensions of the Aron, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Amasayim v'chetzi yarkoi, amo v'chetzi rochbe, v'amo v'chetzi koimase. Stating that, there's a big machlokes tanon in Braisa the Malachas HaMishkan, of Basri Yudalit, Remei and Rabbi Yehuda, whether that amo was made up of 6 tfachim, or whether that amo was made up of 5 tfachim. And as we saw from that one foundational machlokes, derive several other machlokes in terms of what else was in the Aron. This Sefer Torah that the Torah talks about that had to be mitzad the Aron, was it literally in the Aron? Was it only to the outside? The Amudim that we know surrounded the Aron based on a pasuk and Shir Hashirim, were they inside? Were they outside? How thick were the walls of the Aron? Was it a tefach or was it a half a tefach? So a lot of derivative machlokes that come about from this one basic machlokes. But as it relates to the luchos itself, there was no machlokes. Everybody agreed that the luchos was 6 tfachim wide, 6 tfachim long, and 3 tfachim tall. So there's no machlokes as it relates to the luchos. The whole machlokes in the sugya is as it relates to the aron, and the question then becomes, how much of the Aron did the Luchos eat? But what's constant in all the math in today's daf is the Luchos. They're 6 by 6, the height is 3 tefachim. Stating that, Tosfos, Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Tzadik Tes, this Gemara is a Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes as well. And Tosfos, Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Tzadik Tes brings a Chazal. It's a Yerushalmi in Masechet Shkolim, where the Yerushalmi says that the length of the Luchos was 6 tvachim, but the width of the Luchos were only 3 tvachim. So says Tosfos, according to the Yerushalmi, we have to revisit everything that we just did. I mean, we just went through a whole cheshbon, we went through the math. Sai coin to Rameh, Sai coin to Rabbi Yehuda. But that's all based on the width of the luchos being 6 tfachim. Right? We said that the width of the luchos are along the length of the yarn, and for sure it's going to take up 12 tfachim of yarn. The question is, how long is the yarn? Is it 12 and a half tfachim, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, or is it 15 tfachim, Shitas Rameh? Oh, but the Yerushalmi, Mesach Tishkalim, Tais brings the Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes Amar Aleph, says that really the width of the luchos were 3 tfachim, which means the two combined were 6 tfachim. And if that's the case, Freik Tosfos, how exactly are we going to make sense of this whole cheshbon? Says Tosfos, you have to say that according to the Yerushalmi, the Gemara said that the luchos and the shivrei luchos were munachim ba'aron. The way they were munachim ba'aron is they were side by side. So that it's true, the luchos were 3 tefachim wide. 3 times 2 is 6. But really, it's 6 times 2. Because the Gemara says you have side the luchos and side the shivrei luchos. So you end up in the same place. Now, says Tosfos, the way we have it in Bava Basra, Daf Yudalit, really, it's a good question. Where were the shivrei luchos? So Tosfos says you have to say the shivrei luchos were on the bottom of the luchos. But according to the Yerushalmi, they weren't to the bottom of the luchos. They were side by side. So really, if you would have opened up the Aron, you would have seen 4 luchos. You would have seen side the luchos and side the shivrei luchos. That's the way it would have been manifest. As I state in Tosfos here in Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. There's another interesting observation that you have to make from this Gemara, and that is, it sounds like the luchos were a square, right? Sounds like it was a square, 6 by 6. That's what it sounds like. The length was equal to the width, which by definition means the shape of the luchos was a square. Truth is, Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Kisisa says in Mefurash, he says, V'da, ki aluchos hayu mirubois, shisha tvachim ba'orech, ba'orech, v'shisha tvachim b'roichav, v'chein darshu razal b'bava basu perek ha-shutvin, daf yudalur amir alf. Haluchos arkam shisha, v'rochban shisha, v'obyon shloisha. V'kvar nizbar etzlecha, ki ima cheshben hazeh, that based on this cheshben, he goes ahead, hayu chasumais haluchos b'chaisamish ha-melech, and he says some divrei kabbalah. And then he says as follows, v'hine, im taskul oyd b'midas haluchos, bein oyrech v'roichav v'oyvi, if you're going to do the math, of the length, the width, and the height of the luchos, Timtza, you're going to find, ki hoya b'chol luach v'luach meya u'shmoyne tvachim. Each luach was made up of 108 tvachim. What's the cheshbon? 6 times 6 times 3 is 108. The length times the width times the height. V'asimin bozeh, sham sam loy chayk u'mishpat. Chayk is b'gematria 108, it's kuf ches, And that's this cheshbon. Because 6 times 3 is 108. Ubishnei aluchos. Now, if you take the two luchos together, it's 108 times 2. It's masayim v'shisha asa tvachim. What you can have is 216 tvachim. V'hoyezeh k'negon masayim v'sheish esrei oisiyos. And this is mechuvin to the 216 oisiyos. Shne b'shivim u'shtayim shemois hanim shachos mitziruf ha-shem ha-miyochid. Which has to do with the shem ayim beis. Above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, that based on the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Yudalit, it's a very obvious observation. What emerges is that the Luchas, Luchayra, were a square. So I'll tell you something interesting. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, and this is in Parshas Kisisa, on this pasuk where the Rabbeinu Bechaya is, Shnei Luchas Ha'edos, Luchas Eben Ksuvim, Be'etzpa Elokim. He brings that we know that if you've seen pictures of the luchos, so the top of the luchos are actually not flat, but usually the top of the luchos are rounded. Not just that, it looks a little bit, just from your classic picture that you'll see sometimes on the top of the old Aron Kodeshes, right? They're a little bit taller, meaning longer than they are wide. And really, after learning today's daf, it seems like those pictures are not accurate. Because lechura, the luchos was supposed to be a perfect square. I mean, that's what it sounds like. It's a mefurish Rabbeinu Bechaya, which means all those pictures that you see are a toy. It's not rounded on top. It's nice, but that's not really the way it's supposed to be. That's what you're coming. He brings, though, that Rabbi Yisrael Yankee Fisher, in his Shailos Tshuvas Evan Yisrael, was asked this question. And his question was that all the pictures that you see, and they're in the old Fatzaitish Shuls, where you have the luchos and they're rounded on top, he says, L'chair, it doesn't really shnim with the way the Gemara is. So he says, did Rabbi Yisrael Yankif, that it's not muchach. Now, it's Rabbeinu Bechaya that says it was a square, so let's put that aside. But he says, based on the Ikka Gemara, he says, I don't think it's muchach. What does the Gemara say? It was 6 by 6, right? That's what the luchos were. Okay, 6 by 6 maybe means from the top to the bottom, it was 6 tvachim. It means that it was a perfect square. And he says, even though the Gemara is talking about how exactly it fit into the Aron, right? So it sounds like these are perfect fits. But he says, the Sefer Torah, Hagabah Atzmacha, which we said was 2 tvachim wide, and that fit into the 2 tvachim in the world of Rameir. The Sefer Torah definitely is ogle, right? It's rounded. Sefer Torah is not a perfect rectangle. Elamai, what we're cheshbening is from one side to the other side. So it could be as it relates to the luchos as well, from the top point of the luchos, maybe it's rounded to the bottom, it's taka 6 tvachim, and as a result, who said it's a perfect square? Again, Rabbeinu Bechaya says it was, but it's not muchach really from the Gemara, it said Rabbi Yisrael Yankee Fisher, and it could be Mekenzach Dingin, and that's where this Messiah came from. I mean, it can get a Gemara, Mekenzach Nishdingin, but it's not, there's no hechrach. And the reason there's no hechrach is just like to say for Torah we're cheshbening, even though we know it's ugly. So maybe the lucha is mechesh, meaning despite the fact that it's ugly as well. And then he said something mamish brilliant. He said that this Yerushalmi in Masechta Shavuos, not Shavuos, this is a Masechta Shavuos, it's in Perigimel, Halacha Ches. The Yerushalmi says as follows, Reb Shimon Gamliel said, Ein meruba misheshes yimei bereshes. Very interesting halacha. Nothing created during Sheishes Yimei Bereishis was meruba, was squared. What's the pnimi in this Indian? You have to know. Obein meruba misheishes yimei bereishis. And the Yerushalmi's mafalpul, he brings it to Yerushalmi Masechtas Nedarim as well. So he says that the Mishnah says there were 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes. And one of the things that were created was the luchos, the michta was created, the luchos were created. So if the Yerushalmi says, E meruba misheshes yimei bereishis, and we know from the Mishnah in Avos that the luchos were created, Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashes albeit, that means it couldn't have been meruba. Because if it was meruba, then it doesn't stem with this principle of E meruba misheshes yimei bereishis. So Zok Rabbi Yisrael Yankiv, I have a raya that the luchos were actually not meruba. My raya is because E meruba misheshes yimei bereishis, and we know that the luchos were created sheshes yimei bereishis. Now Rabbi David Yoel Weiss is meirich that really the Yerushalmi has a whole arichas in understanding this inyan of E meruba misheshes yimei bereishis. The maskona, the Yerushalmi comes out that when we say E meruba, it means Ein meruba bebriyos, aval yesh meruba ba'oichlin. So it could be it's only ein meruba bebriyos, It's the dogish a meruba bebrios. Maybe the dogish of that gemara is that it could be meruba be'eichlin as opposed to anything else. So it's not so posher what he's saying, but the tushtal is nifla. And from this tushtal that you see that a meruba b'sheishis mei bereishis, and we know that the luchas were created by sheishis mei bereishis. That's a mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So it can't be. Then he goes weiter to Rabbi Yisrael Yankee Fisher, and he said that it could be lechatchila. Actually, you should make a round. And the reason is because we know it's a mishnah that says you're not allowed to make tavnis heichel, tavnis ulon, tavnis shulchan. And being that the luchos was part and parcel of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, so it could be if you're going to make now a tavnis of something that is meant to mirror the Mishkan, it could be it's actually not okay to do it exactly the way it was. So Faker, he says, if it was square, that would be a reason to make around it. So it'd actually be a milah to make around it. The bottom line is, the Minig Yisrael always was that the top of the luchos were rounded. When you learn the Gemara, it sounds like it was a square. It's even a Mefurisha, Rabbeinu Bechaya, a tshuva from Rabbi Yisrael Yankee Fisher, where he says that it's not poshut at all that it was squared. Fakert could be a merubah misheshes and meberashes, and fakert could be if it was squared, there actually might be a svara, there might be a cheshbon to dafka do it in this way.